Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Devlin Eden. And we had a question relating to nutrition in the last one, and we sort of carried on with that theme because our next question today is about gels and the lowdown. What are they all about? How do they work, Devlin? Does the kick benefit all levels of riders, and when would be the best time to utilize them?
So the use of gels, I think this will actually, as you mentioned, going quite well with the previous podcast when we discussed sort of riding with water alone and a lack of carbohydrates, basically. But if we talk about a gel sachet, a gel typically contains roughly 25 grams of carbohydrates. Now, if we're cycling at an intensity, so take mountain biking for an example, so a sort of a stop-start, almost an interval type of scenario, and we're riding an intensity, albeit on the road, for an extended period of time, we need to take in, for sustained energy, we need to take in about 40 to 50 grams of carbohydrates per hour. So that's almost going to mean you need to take in 2 gels per hour. So now it becomes a little bit tricky because if you're riding a 5-hour race or you're out for an extended period of time, one, you need to make sure that you pre-plan that and you are carrying enough gels with you if gels are the only thing you're going to go on. Or if you're going to then start playing around and you want to go maybe a carbohydrate drink or you want to go some energy bar, for instance, and what have you. So I think gels have their place, and gels can be a really good substitute if you are, if you struggle to take in solid food over a period of time. I mean, I, for instance, would prefer to drink my energy source rather than eat it. I just sort of struggle to eat on the bike when I am tired. But as a suggestion, if carrying the gels is an issue for so many gels, and also the potential sort of acidic burning sort of sensation in the mouth and upset stomach, maybe then re-strategize and look at mixing a high-carb drink, so typically your energy drinks that are out on the market, so mixing a bottle of energy drinks and doing half a bottle of carb drink. So again, your carbs, a full 750 ml bottle is roughly about 80 grams of carbs. So if you do half a bottle and a gel an hour, will probably work out a little bit better because you're getting more fluid into the body as well, so keeping well hydrated. But still getting the amount of carbs that is necessary to sustain that sort of effort over a period of time. I think just one thing that we need to touch on is if you are planning on using gels in a race, for instance, or on your training rides, make sure, well, training rides is a good example. You need to train with gels before racing with gels. So again, we all will react slightly differently in terms of the kick the gel might give us, how our stomachs react. So it is important to train and practice with any of your nutrition for that matter, not just the gels, before you attempt to use them in a race. I'll always say nothing new on race day. So you have to plan your nutrition ahead of time. You have to strategize if you know that you're going to be out for a period of time on a training ride, how long you're going to be out, and make sure that you're taking enough, whether it's food, gels, or a carb drink, you're getting enough carbohydrates to be able to sustain that over a period of time. So that's an important thing, and the same will apply actually for a race. If you know you're going to be out and you know how far apart the water points are and how long it should roughly take you to get from one water point to the next, make sure that you've got enough gels and enough energy drinks with you to be able to sustain that period of time between water points.
Well, Devlin, thanks again for an absolutely incredible answer, really covering everything there that you need to know about gels. And just remember, if you do want to get some one-on-one sort of coaching with Devlin Eden, all you can do is go over to the website, coachperry.com, click on coaching, and check out all the information there. And who knows, we could be, or Devlin could be, I'm not going to bring myself into that, helping you meet those goals and exceeding those goals in the future. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you next time on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry Podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.